Where does an idea begin? Where does a project begin? I say this because I think I'm used to seeing the nothing of an idea, working with a team that forms the idea, and then the team evolves that idea. That idea then turns into an event or a project or a product or whatever comes of it. And you then have, either if it's a show or an event, it has a finite time, therefore it finishes, or it gets tied up and it goes on to the next phase. Now, I'm currently very interested in what's going on in the creative quarter. So if you go onto Twitter and search for hashtag creative quarter, a lot of the conversation there at the moment is all about Nottingham's creative quarter. It is mixed in with some Liverpool and some Belfast stuff, but essentially I had a meeting or a impromptu gathering with some lace market creatives who are really keen to find out how they sit within this project. And the reason why I'm talking about where does a project begin is because there was a group of people there who made it was a classic announcement of, is this being recorded? Is this being filmed? Now, when a project is in its nothing phase, it can't. There has to come a point where you make the decision to film, and then you make preparations to make that happen. And I think it really summed up why things often either don't get documented properly or don't happen properly, because they don't go far enough back. They don't realise that the first time people come together, there is no plan. There is no agenda apart from the one that prompted you to go meeting. So what I'm trying to say is, look around you when you go to a first meeting. If you know it's a very first meeting, claim it and make yourself part of it. Don't expect everything to be done for you. You are part of something new and something special and something that has the spark and the fire to become something that you are part of. Now, one of the other reasons why this is quite key for me is because I tend to be the one who records or films or makes media. And then by default, you get this subculture of support team. And often those support teams are vital to the documentation, to the carrying out. But the people who are on the project, there is a real... It is taking for granted that that structure is there. And if you take the structure away, there's almost a childish perceived withdrawal of service, a tantrum. But actually, it's those cause of, well, it should be there, that really drives down the possibility of interns being paid or creatives being paid or production creatives. There's a whole conversation to be had around the definition of creative, and who is not, whether it's used for positive or negative, and it's going to come. It is going to come. So I'm really excited about the creative quarter. There are people becoming involved. I'm still at this stage. I just want to listen to ideas, and I want to find out what it is that people expect of this creative quarter. What is there? What does it mean? Does everybody have the same message? I am finding that as I gather together the public domain documents, which you can see at www.storify.com/PCUpCreative, and you'll see the creative quarter story there. you can see all the documents that have been made available publicly. Some of them are work in progress, but they're all at a position where they've been released publicly, so they are public domain. So if people say that they're not true or they're not right or they're not accurate, that's the point at which we assess and find the document that corrects that. So I'm really keen to develop that archive of thinking. So I'm coming to the top. I'm a bit out of breath. I've done my first little bits of Christmas shopping. I'm sure some people will go, oh, I've done so much Christmas shopping. But no, I'm letting Christmas settle upon me this year. I like Christmas, but I don't like to drown in it. So temptation to say Merry Christmas is overwhelming, but I'm not at this stage. So thank you for listening. I'm at PCM Creative, Karen Lyon, and you can comment on this audio boot or you can tweet me. I will reflect upon you soon.